This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The big three credit ratings agencies, Moody's, S&P, and Fitch, were all criticized for giving inflated ratings to mortgage investments that helped trigger the great financial crisis. Yet these days, they still control 97% of their industry. But as they like to say on Game of Thrones, winter is coming for those companies in the form of new competition, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
After the financial crisis hit in 2008, the world's economy changed. That's how ARC Chief Executive José Estévez likes to begin his pitch.
And we clearly understand that the credit rating industry has to change.
ARC's strategy, which is made up of five credit rating agencies from around the world, is to focus on mid-sized companies in emerging markets. Estévez says the big agencies cater to the world's largest corporations and banks.
We believe we know better the local conditions to judge about the conditions of the risk.
But William Cohan, author of the book Money and Power, How Goldman Sachs Came to Rule the World, says breaking into this business is a long shot.
While ARC has a chance and there's a real need to try to dislodge these three guys, it's frankly like trying to, dislodge OPEC from the oil market.
Cohan says he doesn't expect much of a shakeup in the U.S. credit rating business unless the federal government demands it. And Cohan says that's a long shot, too. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.